Fred Film Radio, International Film Festival, Rotterdam, Netherlands.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 2020, or some may say 2020. I still haven't figured out how to say the year, but anyways. International Film Festival, Rotterdam, and I'm very pleased to be joined by the undisputed lead actors of The Trouble with Nature, a film that's presented here, Anthony Langdon and Natalia Acevedo. Thank you very much for joining us, first of all.
Well, it's a real pleasure to be here. I just want to just firstly address 2020.
Right.
And say that, for me, it's completely crystal clear. I mean, I can see clearly now the rain has gone. That, you know, the trouble with nature is that it is, you know. And anyway, you know, I used to wear, as a girl, I mean, back in the old days, we were talking about whether, you know, the idea of how we identify, like, sexually, you know, like where we fit into some spectrum of identification. And I didn't realize it, we talked about this, but I really am I'm a lesbian in a man's body. And it's very, and it's funny because Barbe Schroeder, who's a filmmaker that you'll remember, who is, and also was a, he's known as a director, but he's also known as a producer. And he produced this film called La Collectionneuse with Eric Romer. And I know this has got nothing to do with our film, but I just want to put this in. But the thing is, my wife used to talk about that he would sit down to pee, you know. But he used to talk a lot about, because he was raised by women, that he was in some way a lesbian. Well, I was raised by women. And so somehow my relationship is so odd. It's to do with the idea that my relationship with women that's not sexual is my lesbian relationship with women. It's weirdly the non-sexualized object. It's the non-violated aspect. Yeah, how do we get into this?
This is really interesting stuff. My mind is blown. But for some reason, I feel like saying that I too sit down to pee.
Yeah, you do.
It's just more clean, I feel.
You see, this is the thing. Because you're a young man, you know. I'm a geriatric, but OGAC. But the thing is, no, I think this whole idea that we're supposed to stand up is, you know, failure.
You do?
Yeah.
Do you?
So this is very strange.
Well, when she does, it's very interesting.
That is pretty challenging.
I mean, you got to talk to her about this because... But
I want to know, is it challenging to do that?
It's very challenging, yeah.
Let's talk.
You have to, how do you say, like...
Project.
Push.
really
Which is kind of interesting because in the film, The Trouble with Nature,
she, in a weird way,
she's holding this line the whole time. Right, do you mind if I do the analysis of her?
Please.
Oh, her character, I mean.
And then she gets to do the analysis of your character. God, that sounds fun.
It's going to take a minute. But yeah, I think, you know, I said this yesterday at the screening, you know, but I really think that the film is a feminist film. And I think that that's correct. Of course, I'm saying that alone. Nobody else is. But I really do. And I think that the way she played the role and held this line... This line, which was almost like in a sense a repression, but in another way, like a context, you know. She really held like a line as an actor, but also as a sort of meta subject of the film, you know, like the woman and nature, you know, the mother nature, but also the woman as this interpreter. It's like a different Christ figure. It's a new Christ, you know.
New Christ.
You know what I mean? Like it's like. It's the second coming, and it was a woman,
right?
Called Natalia Acevedo.
Would you agree with that? And also, what would you say about Anthony and Edinburgh?
I will agree. Thank you for that. And we were just reading a review from they were describing him as ridiculous.
Is that a bad thing?
No, it was great.
Absolutely appropriate.
Yeah, for the character, Edmund Burke, the way he played it.
That's great.
Yeah, you agree with me?
It reminded me of a Rockstar version of Edmund Burke. Not at all the way I would picture Edmund Burke.
Yeah.
And
well, I think that's interesting because it's not some biopic. Yeah. There's nothing biopic about this film.
Right.
It's not a film about Edmund Burke. It's a film about his influence, but really, in a sense, it's about that inspiration. And he was really the main thing is that, like Frederick, the director, he's romantic, you know, and he was able to see, even though his father, we've always got one, haven't we? that his father was trying to shut him down and saying, no, you need to get a real job, son, you know. Yeah. And he was like, but he could not never get over this dream that he had, which was about the sublime and the beautiful. Yeah. You know?
Actually, I wanted to ask about that because I think sublime is a very interesting word that many people don't know what it means. I think it's one of those words that people have their own definition for it. I wanted to ask you, what is your definition of the sublime? Natalia, maybe we'll start with you.
Well, I mean, you know, thanks, Natalia, for starting with me. I would like to start with you. And now we've got started. No, I think the sublime is the overwhelming impossibility of being. It's literally Milan Kundera from Czechoslovakia. It is the unbearable lightness of being. It's the overwhelming nothing of everything. I don't even know where that came from. It's pretty good.
Yeah, pretty good. You know, it's a good book too.
It's a great book. I think it's one of my favorite books. And it's like that. And Freddie, you know, Freddie's along. The director of the film is a Danish man, and he's very tall, and he's very strong, like strong in the most important sense. Not strong. There's no macho. There's no dick swinging contest. That he's just a really strong man, and it's something to do with. He cares. He cares about cinema. He cares about actors. He cares about film. He cares about.
He's the less arrogant person. The least arrogant person. He do it in a very elegant way, you know, humble. Yeah. Yeah.
Do you have a definition for the sublime? Maybe
I
personal
agree
definition.
With him. I mean, what he say, that couldn't be better.
What about, how would you describe your relationship to nature? The wilderness. Do you spend a lot of time in the wilderness?
I wish I could more. Yeah. I wish I could leave.
There. You know, it's funny because I'd just like to speak on behalf of Natalia just for a moment in order to provoke her to speak. And the reason that I wanted to speak is because when she speaks, I listen. She's really like a person that is economic with words and economic as an actor. And it's so profound because it's so sublime.
Yeah,
she's so sublime. She is sublimity, if that's a word, in the movie. She is the representation of the sublime in the film. And my buffoonery is only in a sense.
She's holding his hands and thanking him.
Oh yeah.
I wish this was a video podcast, you know.
Oh yeah. No. You know. I mean, we're all naked, by the way.
Yeah, I wish we were all naked, actually. A lot of barriers would come down, I think, if we were all naked. Yeah. That's true.
No, I agree with you. Yeah, I agree with you.
But do you spend a lot of time in nature, in the wilderness?
Not as much as I should. Or when I say should, it's that sense of should. You know, it's that idea that there's like a yoga class that you missed.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I mean, the fact of it is, I have a lot of shoulds. The truth is, the real truth is that I am in nature. This is nature. And I am nature. It's a bit like when Daddy said, do you do drugs? And he said, I am drugs, you know. Well, it's the same thing. It's in regards to this film and regards to my life in this film, I think I am nature.
Why would you say that you are drugs? Where does that come from? Do you believe that you are drugs?
Dali, no.
And what does that mean?
We will go on.
No, go. Explain. He was referring to Dalí.
But what do you mean?
That's definitely the drugs.
No, because I think what he was saying is that he's the agitator, the critical provocateur that gives rise to a reaction, and the reaction is the experience of taking a drug. When you take a drug, you experience a shift in your feeling and mentality. And usually, one of the primary things we're looking for. And by the way, I've done this drug recently called Cambo. And it's a frog poison, but the thing is,
it's frog poison.
It's in Mexico City. I did it where she's from, and the funny thing about it is that there's no pleasure, it's complete horror. But but the thing is, it's what you call a ordeal medicine, and so what you're experiencing is a struggle, and what you realize is, and this is why this film to me is. Really relevant. It was a struggle to make in so many ways. It was like a struggle to be an actor because I'm not really an actor, and it was a
struggle.
I don't know, but it was a struggle to. I'm not really. No, it was a struggle to keep coming every day. You know, to show up, and it was a struggle for Freddie, the director, because we were funding it ourselves, and you know, I should say ourselves. He was funding it, and You know, it was the whole fucking thing was a struggle. So the trouble with nature is that it just will not give in. It's insistent. It's like, you're alive. Come on, you're alive. I'm like, no, but I just want a day off. I won't be alive anymore. You know.
Do you agree that it was a struggle?
I mean, we were close to death. Constantly.
You were? But was it fun also? Because it does feel like it was just a small crew. And
also, don't forget, she was the only woman in the film. And, yeah. But only in the crew also. So all the crew were men. And we were all men, and she was the only woman. And
when she
learned to be standing. I never knew that. But and then cool. When we got there, though, there was another woman that was one of the Frederick's wife, Sarah Sachs, who's the the costume designer, but really the production designer, the aesthetic of it. And when she got there, was there was a woman, you know, other women, and then they left. And she was alone with these fucking men. And the weird thing was, they're on this mission, like Burke, to discover the sublime. Yeah. Of course, it was literal. There was no abstract how you make a film. She was literally the sublime. And she always was plugged in, even about the making of the film, if you see what I'm saying. It's a double meta on this one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's a double meta.
Well, this is all the time that we have. But thank you very much. That was great. That was fascinating.
Oh, so nice
talking with you. Thanks a lot.
Oh, man. Okay, thanks so much indeed. I want to say a big shout going out to Fred and all of his family. I'm sorry about what happened when you were a kid, but let's get over it. Moving on.
And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.